National security has never been more important, and the need for a new generation of intelligence professionals is deeply felt. California State University San Bernardino is now offering a program to study the practice of intelligence. Mark Clark is the director of the National Security Studies at Cal State University of San Bernardino, and he is here to tell us more about it. Mark, welcome to the show.
Glad to be with you.
National Security Studies program is one of a few in the nation. Tell me about this very much needed program.
We're one of only three such programs in the entire country, and the other two are, in fact, on the East Coast. Our program has been around since about 1985. We've been training students during the Cold War days, then in the early post-Cold War days, and now in the post-9/11 days for careers in national service, broadly speaking, as well as in intelligence. We also, in addition to a core set of competencies, we give students about thinking in terms of national security critically, but also writing well. There's also area concentrations in, say, Eurasia, the Middle East. We will be developing a new one in Chinese foreign policy, as well as in intelligence studies, broadly speaking. And we also get them to understand in that field how to think about using satellite imagery and geographic information systems to our advantage.
Now, you recently received a grant from the intelligence community itself to train more students. Tell me about that. What's that going to mean?
It's very interesting. During the fall of 2006, I received a grant from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence to establish what they call an Intelligence Community Center of Academic Excellence. There are only 10 such centers around the country, 10 separate universities that have this. We're kind of unique at Cal State University. We have 7 campuses as a consortium for an Intelligence Community Center of Academic Excellence. What we try to do is prepare students, broadly speaking, for careers in intelligence. For example, the National Security Studies program as its graduate component, but we also have 6 undergraduate programs spread across a geographic region as broad as Vermont and New Hampshire in Southern California. And students can train in various disciplines from business to sociology, criminal justice, political science, and the like.
Now, what are some of the prospective careers that students can work towards in this program?
It's interesting. When people think about the intelligence community, they usually say the CIA. But as I mentioned earlier, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence is the lead agency. That's been created since 2004. There's actually 16 agencies as part of the intelligence community, including FBI, the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, the Office of Naval Intelligence, the National Security Agency, including the CIA and others. What we train students for is to equip them to become analysts, broadly speaking, across these various agencies with unique tools for each one, so that they can work in the field and understand how to write reports, to think critically, and to use the whole breadth of tools and technologies that we have at our disposal to come to terms with this rapidly changing world in which we live.
Well, thank you very much for joining us here on Sky Radio. Very interesting subject.
Thank you very much.
Mark Clark is Director of National Security Studies for California State University San Bernardino. They can be found on the web at www.csu-ace.org.